Last time we discussed the din of Omen Ruba Laparitz and Paritz Ga'omed. Today we're going to discuss a related halacha of Asi Avira Dehaigisa Dehaigisa. And we'll begin to discuss that which is very strongly connected to Asi Avira, and that is the question of Omen Ruba Mishnei Tzadim. Those two concepts are intertwined. So the first Gemara that you have to look at is Gemara Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts in Yud Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Tani Levi, four lines from the bottom. Mavi Shirachav Esrim Amma. So you have a Mavi that has an entrance way that's 20 Amos wide. As we know from the beginning of the Masechta, maybe we don't know because we haven't been going in order, but in order for a Mavi to be Nitar Belechi Okara, the entranceway to the Mavi can't be more than 10 Amos. And here we have a Mavi that is 20 Amos wide, which is twice the legal limit. So the Brisa says, or the statement of Levi says, no, it's kind of bem se'isa v'dayo. So all you need to do, if you have a entrance way to Mavi that is 20 Amos wide, is to put one kata down the middle, and then you've created a situation where you have 10 Amos between this end and the kata, and 10 Amos between the kata and this end, and then you're home free, and you can be matir that with the Lechi Okara. Then the Gemara says, "Hu tani love hu amr la de'in alacha kosa mishnah." Not so fast. That's not the din. Why is it not the din? So look at Rashi in the bottom line. Ein alacha kosa mishnah. The asi avira the haigisa. The haigisa umavata le lakana. What's the problem? That we assume that the avir on this side and the avir on this side is going to overpower the kana over here. And the kata here is ineffective. And that we'll see in a few lines. Gemara has a little bit later on in Amud Beis Beferish, but all the Rishonim understand that the Gemara's objection over here of Ein Halacha Kosa Mishnah is because of this din of Asi Avir Yudahagisa Umavatale, that the Avir on either side is going to be Mavatale, that kata in the middle, and therefore the kata is ineffective in solving the problem of how to be Matir the Mavoi Belechi Okara. Okay? Parenthetically, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his Hagos on Shulchan Aruch, is bothered by the following problem. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sivkatan Lamed Hey. Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sivkatan Lamed Hey. And it says there in Shulchan Aruch, actually, for our purposes, we don't need to quote the Mechaber yet. So the Rav Eiger there quotes our Rashi. It's not really Rashi's fault. All of Yishanu learn the Gemara the same way. And he says, what difference does it make whether we say Asi Avira Dehaigisa Dehaigisa Mevatale? Even if you didn't have a principle of Asi Avira, you're still not home free. Because, very good, you have a kana in the middle of this entranceway to the Mavoi. But why does that solve your problem of allowing you to be Matir, Belechi, the Korah? After all, you still have a Pesach that's more than 10 Amos wide. Alex.
We were learning a few. Is it the situation you have 10 on both sides?
You have 10 on both sides.
Right,
or you have just under 10 on both sides.
Right, so you have it down the middle, so then why should that be a problem for other than...
Because, so I put a pole in the middle, but I still have a 20 Amot Pesach.
You're saying the pole doesn't function.
What does the pole do?
So you're saying a pole is a heker, it doesn't function. Right?
What does it do to be Mamayit the Pesach?
Right.
That's a Gevegas Kasha. I'm sorry?
Because it's not a Mechitza.
It's not a Mechitza, right. That's his Kasha. Avi?
Is the Pasha Pshat not that we made it in the two of those? Or is that already the answer, and I'm not appreciating the question?
It depends. You can look at it both ways.
Okay.
The assumption of Kivega's Kasha is that simply putting a kana, given that the kana is not a mechitza, doesn't divide it into two separate mavos, and therefore, why does that help allowing for a tikkun of lachi v'kara. And others point out, the Masifta Gemara points out that the Meiri is the most preferish about this, that no, what's going on over here is that by putting in that kana, you're making two separate tzachim, two separate entranceways. So instead of a 20 amma pesach to the mavi, I now have to 10 or right under 10 amma pesach to the mavi. And that's why the only issue to speak of is asi avira.
I'll grant that at least two people in this room did appreciate the question and then understood the answer. But the Lashon HaGemara, Nitein, that should be the Pashup Shah, because it's not a kana, it's already wording it. The Gemara first says a pas dalet.
The Gemara gets a pas dalet later, we're not up to pas dalet yet. No, it's kind of MC, so.
Right,
we're not talking about a pass here. What?
Oh, this is not a
pass. It's not a pass. It's just a kana. This is a, you don't need a shear. It's just a, you don't need 4 amas. You don't need anything. Just putting a beam down into the ground.
So
without any dimensions, yeah?
Then what would you end up doing? In theory, you would put that kana, and I have to do a lachi as well, right?
Then each, so, well.
Each side
then,
is a
yes,
lachi, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Could you put the lachi next to the kana? And my follow-up question is going to be, at 30, I'm going to put the kana and make the kana a lachi. A lachi about three masha.
Right.
A lachi of, put kana there of three masha going.
Right.
And the middle masha, all theoretical.
Maybe, okay, maybe.
And one side and the other, which can be right. The lachi.
Well, no, that would be the lachi, but you do need a lachi. Okay. Fine. So that's not really our concern. We're just pointing out with Kavegris Kasha and in what the issue is. Fine. So now the Gemara continues. So the Gemara here raises the objection of Asi Avir the Haigisa the Haigisa. So now the Gemara says, so what do you do? What's the solution to solve this problem of the 20 Amma Y Pesach? So the Dva says there are other solutions. You could make a Tzuras a Pesach. The Gemara is looking for a different solution. Fine. So Amr Shmuel, Shmei de Levi, Ose Pas Gavoa Asara, Dimeshach Arba Amos. Different solution. So you can make a pas, you can make a board, a mechitza, that is 10 tefachim tall and 4 amos long. Umamida Lorko Shel Mavi. So one solution is to make this pas that is going to go. Again, I'm not good at three-dimensional drawing. This is going up. This is the pas would be going back for Amos. But that answer is not our concern at the moment. What we're interested in is the next answer. Inami k'de Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda. Mavi shehu racha chamisha asare amma. So let's say you have a mavi, not 20 amos wide, but 15 amos wide. Okay. So it's 5 amos above the regulation length. Markik shtei amos. The osa pas shalosh amos. So you can do the following. So you have a 15 amma gap over here. So you can leave 2 amos of space over here, and then make a pas, a mechitza that's going to be a board that's going to be 3 amos. And then, this is not proportional, not the scale, and then I have my open space of 10 amos. So I'm down to a opening of no more than 10 amos, which I can be matched with lefi ukara by simply leaving 2 amos of space and 3 amos of solid over here. Okay, that's the Yehuda. Mavi shurachav chamesh esrei amma markesh shtei amos osapath shlosha amos. The Gemara says, "Vamai, why do you have to do it in those dimensions? Yasa pas amu mechsa v'yarchik shtei amos v'yasa pas amu mechsa." So why didn't you do the following? Why can't you just have a 1.5 amma opening and then a pas of 2 amos? And then another 1.5 amma opening.
No, 1.5.
I'm sorry.
1.5
a quote. Yasapas Am Amesa Vyakish De Amas Yasapas Amesa. Very good. Good, right. So why do you have, correct? Why do you have this 1.5 Amos solid, and then 2 Amos opening, and another 1.5 Amos solid, and then you have your 10 Amos here. The Gemara answers, Shema Amina, the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that, Omin Meruba Alaparitz Mishtei Ruchos Lo Havi Omid. The Gemara says, no, this is called Omin Meruba Alaparitz Mishtei Ruchos. So it's true that if I do the math over here, I have a sum total, if I'm zeroing in on this area, I have a sum total of 3 Amos solid and 2 Amos parts. So I should have said Omin Meruba Alaparitz, and therefore either I view this all as omeid, or it's halakhically considered a good mechitzah, but if it's not omeid. So the fact that Rabbi Huda didn't give this suggestion indicates, so we say, that omeid merubah b'shnei tzadim is not good enough. If I have, even if in the sum total, I have more omeid than parutz, if the omeids are on either side of the parutz and independently shorter than the area that parutz, then I can't say Omi Ruban Paritz is Ka'omi Dami. Then the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe not. Eimalach. So Shema Mina Omi Kaparitz. Yes, Shema Mina Omi Ruban Paritz, we say Ruchas Avi Omi. So no, Li'ol Omi Malach Avi Omi. Maybe in principle, Omeid Rubel Parit Mishnei Ruchos is considered Omeid. Vishani Hacha Da'asi Avir Da'Hagisa V'Avir Da'Hagisa Mevatale. No. Maybe here the reason this doesn't work is because of Asi Avir Da'Hagisa, that I have the Avir over here, the 10 Amos, and I have the Avir here, the 2 Amos, and that's Mevatel, the 1.5 Amos over here in the middle. So maybe in principle I could have said that even Omeid Rubel Parit Mishnei Tzadim is good, but here I have another problem of Asi Avir Dehagisa, Vedehagisa, Umevatale. So far, so good. I'm not telling you the Chidushim, I think you saw the Gemara already. Yeah.
It only means not the one of those two, right? The one on the far right.
But then you're, that don't help you anymore.
Right. In theory, then, I'm not remembering the
Gemara. So then you're thinking, well, 1 second. If that's the case, that I can't say, I only don't say Omi Ruv Mishnei Tzadim over here because of Asi Avir Da'Hagisa Da'Hagisa, then when do I ever say Omi Ruv Mishnei Tzadim is good? Then I always have the problem of Asi Avir Da'Hagisa Da'Hagisa. And what did see here where I have Omi Ruv Mishnei Tzadim and I don't have a problem of Asi Avir Da'Hagisa Da'Hagisa? So the Ritva asks Kasha, the Rashbi asks Kasha. And what would you say? Just geometry. Shaila is that over here, in principle, I would have said Asi Avir the high gisa the high. Sorry, in principle, I would have said that Omei Ruba Al Paritz Mishnei Tzadim is good. The reason I don't say it is because of Asi Avir the high gisa I'm about to lay over here, right? So what's it here in which I don't have an impediment of Asi Avir the high gisa and can rely on Omei Ruba Mishnei Tzadim?
Just make it 2.1 on one side and 0.9 on the side. Of, just switch the numbers around so that your last chitza that's flanked by Avir is bigger than 2, and diminish your first.
Again, if but then you have to come on to Omei Ruba Mishnei Tzadim.
You want to know where you have Omei Kiparetz and don't have Asi Avir Da'Hagisa Da'Hagisa.
Say that again?
You want to know where you have Omei Kiparetz?
No, I have Paritz, Omei Ruba LaParitz Mishnei Tzadim. And I'm not worried about Asi Avir Da'Hagisa Da'Hagisa. So the Rashba and the Ritva say, it's where all you have is this. When you play the same seer, this is the end of the wall, and this is the end of the wall, and I have my 1.5 Amos and 1.5 amos, and 2 amos in the middle. So there's no Asibir the Hagisa the Hagisa, because it ends over here and ends over here. The seer of Asi, where I'll rely on Omi Ruv Mishnei Stadim and not come out the problem of Asibir the Hagisa the Hagisa, is where I only have my Omid on either side with Avir in the middle. There's no Avir on the other sides. What?
Yeah, that's a question.
Good. But there is one of the Rashba say it, so they felt the need to say it.
That's just a classic case of Omid Ruvel Paritz, right?
That's a, well, no. Classic case of Omid Ruvel Paritz. This is Omid Mishnei Sodom. Classic case of Omid Ruvel Paritz would be...
if those two ends would be 3 in the middle?
Well, no, I mean, let's say I had an Omid of 3 and a Paritz of 2. That's not Omid Mishnei Sodom, that's just regular Omid Ruvel Paritz.
Okay,
we'll have to talk about why Omid Mishnei Sodom might be worse than a standard Omid. But we'll... my focus today is in Asi Avira. We'll focus on probably Omid Ruvel Paritz Mishnei Sodom next time.
Maybe just repeat
that.
Maybe that part again.
This part or this part?
That part.
This part?
Yeah.
The situation in which we would rely on Omeid Meruv Al HaParitz Mishnei Sadim and not be bothered by Asi Avira is where I don't have an Avir on the other side. The only Avir is in the middle. I don't have an Avir on the other side.
So 10 Amos on the other side, that's like a third Avir.
No, this is a different seer. In this seer, the wall ends over here. The Mavi ends over here.
I mean, you say it more complicated, say it bigger, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have that 10 Amos on the other side.
Okay.
Or you just, instead of having your 1.0, you have 1.5,
yeah.
And then 1.5, right?
Right.
So and make your 1.5 2.1.
Right.
So add on 6, and take away 6 from your first 1.5, to give it 0.9.
Okay.
And then you have... Then your gap of 2
mm-hmm.
is not wider than your last, you know, the piece that's 2.1.
Both of these are not more than this in your tier?
The one that's one the outer one, the one that's twice by Avir, just make it 2.1. And shrink.
Make this 2.1, okay.
Yeah, make that 2.1 and shrink the one to the right, far right.
Far right.
0.9. Yeah, your gap remains the same.
If the gap remains the same, so I still have Asi Avira Mahagisa and Mahagisa.
No, your left point is 1.0.
Okay, if you're right in the math and in Hanami,
yeah, 2.1 here, 0.9 here.
Yeah.
And then you don't have like Avira on this Gisa to Mahakla, because this is 2.1, this is 2.
No, but the Avira Mahagisa and Mahagisa is the sum total.
Oh, the sum total?
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, why? How does Asi Avira the Hagisa the Hagisa work? So, if you look at the Ran on Daf Tesayin Amud Beis Dibra Maskel Imoki. The Ran of Tesayin Amud Beis Dibra Maskel Imoki. I discovered that the Chidushei Ran Ervin does not appear on the latest version of Bar Ilan. Not sure why. But anyway, so the Chidush Iran on Daf, you might actually have to take it off the shelf. The Chidush Iran on Daf Tezayin Amabeis, Dibra Maskel Imoki, assumes that where I have Asi Avira Dehagisa, Dehagisa, the Chelak HaOmeid is considered totally parts. So in Lundus, if I have my seer over here of Asi Avira, so this 1.5 on the area is considered totally kiparetz, and it's going to be mistarev to create a pesach that is, or to create a pirza rather, that's more than 10 amos. As opposed to saying, as we'll see in other Rishonim, that Asi Avira just doesn't allow you to use this omeid for mechitza, but it doesn't make it into paritz. The Ran assumes that it makes it into paritz, and it's, therefore, this is considered a fully contiguous Pirsa.
That's a Ran and Tesayan Mubez Dibra Maskal Imoki.
And then once I have, so number one is considered a full Pirsa, so if I'm going to keep on cheshbiting further out, this is now all pirates. And number two, if I'm looking for a Pirsa Yasser or Esser to pose problems, so now I have a Pirsa Yasser, Ne Esser. The Chazanish assumes this way as well. The Chazanish didn't have the Chidush Iran and Irvin, they weren't printed yet. The Chazanish writes this, Misfar Dinafshe, in the beginning of Simen Dalit Os Aleph. If you look in the Rashba on Daf Yud Amud Beis and Arsugya here, Dibra Maskel Shmas Mina. The Rashba Dibra Maskel Shmas Mina. Has a mashmos that the omeid is not mitzaref to the shear of the pirsa. So asi avir means that I can't rely on this omeid as creating a mechitza. Even though I would have otherwise perhaps said I have omeid meruba in this direction and create a mechitza, Asivir tells me that I can't rely on that omeid to create a mechitza, but it still doesn't create a mitzaref to the pirsa of the area that's already parts.
Like a gray zone?
If you want to call it that, that's fine. Okay. The Rabbi Willig suggests in Amordechai Simen Vav Os Gimel, that maybe this machlokas, the Ran and the Rashba, as to whether Asi Avira makes that middle area, makes the oven into parts or not, may be dependent on whether the whole principle of Asi Avira Mehagisa is a din daraisa or a din derabana. And that is a separate machlokas Rishonim. Take a look at the beginning of the second parak, Pasi Biros. So you'll recall that there's a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, how are you matur pasi biros? So Rabbi Huda's position is that it's sufficient to be matur pasi biros with your diumdin at all four corners, which, as we explained, creates shame, dal, and mechitzas. According to Rabbi Meir, that is insufficient. In addition to the diumdin on all four corners, you also need a one amma mechitza in the middle. I think your marker is going, Avi. Unless it. According to Rameyer, you can't just rely on the diumdin. You also need arba pshutin. You also need a one amma slab in the middle of all four sides of the Pasi Biros. Okay? That's the Nachlogat Tanoim in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So if you look at Tosus there, Tosus Dibra Maskel V'Arba Pshutin, V'Leka L'Meimar Hacha D'Asi Avira D'Haigisa M'Valile. So I should have said that Asi Avira, because the Avir here is greater than the one Amma Pashut in the middle, so why don't I say Asi Avir D'Haigisa M'Valile to that Pasha in the middle? That's Tosus' Kasha. That would have been Tosus' Kasha. Tosus says, don't ask that. Why? The Lagabi Ole Regala Mikilu Vokmu Adaraisa. So, in a Hanami, I should have been bothered by Asi Avira. However, because the whole institution of Pasi Biros is to make things easy on the Ole Regalim, so Vokmu Rabbanan Adaraisa, meaning that Min HaTorah, there's no notion of Asi Avir D'Haigisa U D'Haigisa, and therefore in the Torah it's a good mechitza, and I'm not bothered by the Rabbanans in the context of the Heter Pasi Biros for Ole Regalim. Yep, so Tosa seems to be assuming that the disqualification of Asi Avir, the high geese of the high geese of the is only a din derabanan. Yeah.
Can you repeat the answer exactly?
The answer is that Asi Avir is only a din derabanan. It's a din at Torah. This is a good machitza. If it's a good machitza in the Torah, then I'm not going to invoke the derabanan in the context of all the regalim.
So what that says is that, you know, I know that this is not even going down to the Torah, but Hashiros could never work on anywhere except where the Torah set up. Like, in Halal Bala Shadisha, if there are abundant, we would have never allowed them.
Well, again, those we've shown in that do allow for pasiviris in other circumstances, it's still only where there's a certain tzorach gadol or other tzorach mitzvah. So then you would argue that the malkum tzorach mitzvah lahamid de devarim. But everyone, right, everyone agrees. Correct. Everyone agrees that pasiviris is not a absolute heter b'chol malkum b'chol zman. Even if there are other allowances, as there's a Mashbos and Rashi, you point out at the time, that's only for limited tzrachim. Okay. That's Tosos. Seemingly, the din of Asi Avir, the Hagisa, is a din de Rabbanan. And the Rashba assumes this way as well. The Rashba and Daf Yotessim and Aleph, Dibur Maskel Hachi Ka'amar, Yotessim and Aleph, Dibur Maskel Hachi Ka'amar, assumes that Asi Avira is only a din de Rabbanan, and the Rashba there points out that in that way, in that sense, Kil'ayim is different than Mechitzas Shabbos. We don't invoke, he points out the Gemara Daf Tesayin, that we don't invoke Asi Avira in the context of Kil'ayim, because there's never such an institution in the context of Kil'ayim. It's a din de Rabbanan that was instituted in the context of Mechitzas Shabbos, maybe other Mechitzas, but not for Kil'ayim. Okay, so that's the position of Tosos here on Yizayin Uveiz and the Rashi and Daf Yotes, that min haTorah there's no chisaron of Asi Avir daHagisa daHagisa. Min haTorah in that case we would just rely on the regular calculation of Omeid and Omeid versus Paritz. It's only derabbanan that we have this institution of Asi Avira and lo hamidu devrayim b'makom pasibiros of Olei Regalim. Okay. But if you look at the Tosis Yishanim, which is printed in the smaller letters and brackets right after this Tosis on Yizayin Mavez, so Tosis Yishanim writes, V'efshar didavka bipshutin derechavim ama lo armina midaraisa de lo asya vira mevatele. So the Tosis Yishanim writes that maybe there's a distinction between a pashut, a mechitza or a board that is one amma wide and that is less than one amma wide. So maybe the dinda araisa of Asi Avira only applies to a board that is less than one amma wide, but not to a board that is more than one amma wide. And that's only a dinda rabbanon that if it's more than one amma wide, we would still say Asi Avira dahagisa u dahagisa. Where does he get this from? Dagabi amudei achatzir. Pireish bereish mesachtin, the Asi Avira umevata lehu midaraisa. So the Tosfos Yishanim is referencing a Tosfos at the beginning of the mesachtin, that beis amidays. Tosfos beis amidays giver maskel bein lerabbanan bein lerebi Yehuda. So there the Gemara has the Chatzar Hamishkan as a model for the shear of a mavli. And Tosus there points out that there were amudim in the Pesach HaMishkan. And those amudim were subject to Asi Avir the Hagisa Uda Hagisa. So Tosfos Yishanim assumes based on that there has to be some situation in which Asi Avira is relevant min ha-Torah, and he suggests this distinction between more than one amma and less than one amma. Min HaTorah.
Ah, and then the Mishnah, which is the Gemara Torah, which is similar with the one and a half, same as all the Rabbanan. I mean, the whole case we get in the Gemara was one and a half wall, two break, one and a half wall, so that's all the Rabbanan.
That would be the Rabbanan, right.
Okay. And then just going one step back, looking up from the garage, that update here wouldn't apply by Kilayim. Can we elaborate a little bit more what has happened there?
Well, the Gemara there in Tessayin has that Tosefta that has the different shiurim of how in what situations the Melchizah is relevant for Kalai, meaning you can't, if I have a Melchizah between the Karem and the Zerayim, then I don't have to be Marchik, Dalit, Amos between the Karem and the Zerayim or the Tua that I'm going to plant, right? If I don't have a Melchizah, I have to be Marchik, Dalit, Amos. So that's the three or four levels in that Tosefta as to what kind of Melchitza, what Shir Melchitza is necessary and relevant to allow you to plant on either side up to the Melchitza. So in that context of Melchitza and Kalayim, the question is whether, so the Rashi just points out, you don't find any evidence in that Gemara that we would invoke Asi Avira in calculating that Melchitza.
Okay, the picture there that I have in my mind that the plants coming up and then sort of like a wall that like cuts between two fields, that wouldn't be the same.
The case of the Mechitza Kalayim is, I have a here, I have a Karim here, I have a Tua here, right? If I have, so that's the discussion of Paritz Rubala Omeid or Paritz Kalamid. If I have Omeid Rubala Paritz, so then I'm allowed to plant even in Chelaka Paritz. Right? If I have Paritz Ke'omeid, then I can only plant opposite or less. Paritz Ke'omeid or Paritz Mubal Omeid, I can only plant on either sides of the Chela Ka'omeid and not the Chela Ka'paritz. Just in the context of that, the Rashi points out that the Gemara doesn't invoke Asiyah Vir the Hakisa.
Okay.
Fine. And then if you look at the Chidushi Haran and Daf Yedzayin and Mubayz, parallel to our Tosfos here, the Chidush Iran assumes as well that the din of Asi Avira, the Hagisa is a psal min ha-Torah, and he gives other terutzim to Tosus's Kasha. Take a look at, there's a lengthy footnote there in the annotated Chidush Iran. Okay? So we have the Pashup Shad and Tosus and Dafi Zayim Beis, the Rashman Dafi Tes, that Asi Avira is only a din de Rabbanan. We have the Tosfos Yishanim, the middle position, that maybe there's a difference between less than an Amma and more than an Amma, and maybe sometimes it's a Din D'Oraisa, sometimes it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And you have the Chidush Iran that seems to indicate that it's always a Din D'Oraisa.
Tosfos Yishanim say it's more than an Amma, then it's a Din D'Oraisa.
Correct. No, if it's less than an Amma, if it's a Din D'Oraisa. If it's more than an Amma, it's a Din D'Rabbanan.
If the Psal part.
If the Mechitza part, correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Rabbi Willick just suggested that if you assume, like the Rashba, that Asi Avira Mehagisa is a Din de Rabbanan, so then the Rashba's position that we started with makes more sense, that I don't view the Chelek Ha-Omeid as becoming Paritz. If this is only a Din de Rabbanan, that would be a... that would be a much bigger chiddush that the Rabbanim came along and told you to view that chelek ha-omeid as paritz to be mitzarif to a pirtza yeser meyeser. I saw in the Sifta Gemara, he... the Beurim in the back, or the Marachos, they point out another raya that would that they think it's a strong indication that Al-Sivi is only a din derabbanan. If you take a look at the Gemara in Daf Tesayin and Mabez, actually, let's not go there yet. It's still an argument. And Daf Yud Amidays. So, the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud talks about Or Ha'asla, halfway down. Tanan Hasam, it's not really a Mishnah. Or Ha'asla V'chalal Shalom Mistarfim B'Tefach. So this is in Hilchos Tumah. So Or Ha'asla, which Rashi explains as some kind of a toilet seat. And the chalal, the hole in it, are mitzaref for shir tefach le'inyan tuma. So Tosas writes over here, bottom dima maskeves bayim, lo shayach b'or ha'asla shehu kli asi avira da ha'gisa v'avira da alma umavatalet. So, you don't say, when it comes to a kli, so I have a kli, and it has a hole in the middle of the kli, and this is all solid. So maybe I should say that the avir on the outside of the kli, together with the hole in the middle of the kli, are mitzaref. Asi avir the hagisa, the solid part of the kli, to knock it down below the shear, that's going to be mekabel tumah or maybe a satumah. The Tosafot says we don't say that. La shayach bor asa shu kli asi avir the hagisa, the avir the alma, umevatale. Elad and luchitzas kruas kedilai. Only you talk about asi avira in a classic luchitza situation. But not, we're looking at the avir that's out there that has no connection to the kli or the object at hand. So the back of the Masifta Gemara, they point out that the fact that Tosfos is even raising this question sounds like the notion of asi avira is a din daraisa, because if it was a din derabanan, so what's shayach to invoke a din derabanan of asi avira that's going to have an impact on tuma daraisa? The whole to have a discussion as to whether you're going to invoke asi avira that would have ramifications for determining whether a given area or a given kli is mekabel tuma, maybe it's a tuma, that must imply that we're talking about a din daraisa through and through. There's no indication that it's this is only limited to Tumah Darabanan. That assumption of Tosfos that we don't say Asi Avira by Kalim, and we don't say Asi Avira by Me'avir Da'alma, if I have Avira on the outside That's not going to come into the equation of Asi Avira. There is a Tshuvas Maharil that's quoted in Hilchot Tzitzis that seems to make an assumption not like Tosfos. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Maharil in the beginning of in Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Tes Zayin. I only brought a Mishavru with me. So if you take a look, the Maharil has an assumption that when it comes to Tzitzis, we would be concerned by Asi Avira as well. So if you have your this is the neck. So if you have a beged where the neck space is larger than the shoulder omed, and I have avir over here, my real seems to say that could be a problem of asi avir the hagisa, which we're generally not koshish for lalacha, as per the first Harris in Tosos over here. The Tshuvas Maharil Chadasha Siman Dalid, and the Magen Avraham quotes this Maharil in the beginning of Siman Tes Zayin in Arachai. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. Next time we'll finish up discussing Asi Avira and talk about Omim Ruv Mishnei Stadim, and then we'll have to talk about what happens when these principles clash and what